Good Erev Shabbos, everybody. Another short schmooze to prepare us for Parshas Dvarim, Shabbos Chazon, a few days before Tisha B'Av. Sefer Dvarim begins with words of rebuke, words of Musar from Moshe Rabbeinu towards Bnei Yisrael. And one of the primary discussions that Moshe Rabbeinu brings up, one of the primary episodes that Moshe Rabbeinu brings up, is the Chet of Meraglim. And when Moshe Rabbeinu discusses the Chet HaMeraglim, Moshe Rabbeinu says, "V'tiragnu ba'aleihem, v'tomru b'sinas Hashem ha'osanu, ho'tzionu meretz Mitzrayim, l'seis ha'osanu b'yad ha'amori." Which literally means, you slandered HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you slandered Him in your tents, because of Hashem's hatred, k'ilu Hashem has hatred for us, and that's why He took us out of Mitzrayim. It sounds, and to bring us to the hands of the Amori and to destroy us. Sounds absolutely preposterous. Because of Hashem's sinner towards us, He took us out of Mitzrayim. If you look at Rashi, so Rashi explains, "V'sinas Hashem osanu, v'hu haya oev eschem," but He loved them. As Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, "Ava atim sonim oso," you hated Him. Moshe Lehejit Omer, to Moshe, "Ma debelibach al rechimach, Ma debelibe Allah." What's in your heart about your friend is what you think he's thinking about. If you hate somebody else, then you imagine in your heart that he hates you. And Rashi continues, "V'sinash Hashem osanu hotzion meretz Mitzrayim." With Hashem's hatred, He took us out of Mitzrayim. Because He hated us, He took us out of Mitzrayim. Which sounds absolutely wild. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did the Esamakos to Mitzrayim. He did crazy answers to the stream. He saved the Jews. He brought them into the Midbar. They've already been enjoying man, food coming down from Shemayim. And they're saying because of Hashem's sinah and hatred towards Bnei Israel, He took them out of Mitzrayim. Sounds absolutely, like, absolute balderdash. So Rashi explains the following mashal. Mashal of a king who has two sons. And he has two fields. One field is easily irrigated. Has a built-in irrigation system. And another field requires and depends on rain, and rain only. So, what does he do? The obvious thing is, he gives to the son that he loves, he gives him the easily irrigated field, right? And the son that he hates, he says, "No, you're going to be more dependent upon rain." So at first glance, such a mashal makes sense. The one who has to work, the one who you love more, that's the one who you give the easier job to, the easier situation to. The one who you like less, you give him the harder job. And that is what the Jews felt. The Mitzrayim had the Nile. Now the Nile, of course, was a certain self-irrigation system. They didn't depend on rain. There's nothing to worry about. Everything would be irrigated. They would have crops. They would have what to eat. But in Eretz Yisrael, where they're about to go, in Eretz Canaan, as Rashi explains, no, there's a dependency upon rain. So, what the Jews felt is that even though, you're right, 99% of the things in their life were obviously clear to, it was obviously clear to them that Hashem loved them. He took them out of Mitzrayim, He punished the Mitzrayim. But when you're in a negative frame of mind, so hey, you can find something that can be translated as being, as we'll see in a moment, positive, and you can automatically assume that it's negative and that it comes from a deep hatred. And the Mefarshim explained as follows, that in theory, the Jews were right. If Hashem really loved them, Hashem should not have made it difficult for them to irrigate their fields. He shouldn't have made it dependent upon anything. He should have made it an easier job. He should have made it easily irrigated, and they wouldn't have to worry about rainwater. But we know that that's not the approach. That the approach of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, as we see in Parashat Ekev, Paragin Aleph, Pasukin Aleph, Pasuk says, "Va'aretz asher atem ovrim shama l'rishta, eretz harim uvakos, limtar ha'shamayim tishtamayim." From the rain of the Shemayim, that's how you're going to drink. It's going to be from Shemayim. That's how you're going to support yourselves. Which means that Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to want a relationship with the Jewish people. Unlike the Mitzrayim are going to be totally cut off from their relationship to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Why? They have the Nile. They don't have to worry about anything from coming from Shemayim. That's it. There's no relationship. However, when it comes to the Jews who are dependent upon rainwater, they will have the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And for that, the Jews, the Meraglim, focused on the wrong point. They focused on, hey, it's going to take some effort. But they didn't realize that effort was going to bring a strong kesher to the Borei Olam, and something that the Mitzrayim and the other nations would never have. And this is really what Tisha B'Av is all about. Tisha B'Av is about disconnect. It's about taking a relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu for granted. Disengagement from that relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. They slandered in their tents. They sat and they cried and they said, we don't want to go into Eretz Yisrael. We don't want to go into Eretz Yisrael. We don't want a relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. We'd rather be back in Mitzrayim where we don't have to worry about anything. We don't have to deal with Hashem. We don't have to have any relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. But in reality, that's terrible. Because to live in this world without a relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu is a life of emptiness, not a life of loneliness. As seen by the Nachash. The Nachash, we know, is given the punishment, the first punishment given, V'ofar toichal kol yimecheyecha, you're going to eat dirt all the days of your life. Now, at first glance, one would say, hey, that's very good. He doesn't have to worry about parnasa the rest of his life. You know, that's it. He's set for life, as they would say. He's set for life. But in reality, explains the Shem Yishmuel, no. The Nachash is being destroyed from this world. He has absolutely no connection to the Borei Olam, absolutely no connection to Hashem. And he'll never need him again. That's it. He's done. Goodbye. You're out of here. Take everything. But don't speak to me, says Hashem to the Nachash. Ki'ilu. And that's what the denial represented. Disconnecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But coming to Eretz Yisrael and being dependent upon rain and being dependent upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant that we as a nation and we as individuals would have the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's something that Tisha B'Av is a symbol of, that disconnect. And that's something that we need to strive towards as individuals and also as a nation, to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what is so special about Eretz Yisrael. And that's what's so special about needing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help to survive and to thrive. Similar idea is seen in the Mizmor. We say every Shabbos, Chal Shudas, many people say it three times, some people say it one time. Mizmor L'David, Hashem roi lo echzar. Hashem is my shepherd, I do not lack anything. Binos deshe, I have plenty of deshe, of crops. So if you notice in these psukim, David HaMelech refers to Kodesh Baruch Hu as Yar Bitzeni. Hashem lays me down. Yinahaleini, he leads me. Yancheini, he restores my soul. All these expressions of a Kodesh Baruch Hu are in third person. When everything is good, he lets me down in Binos Deshe and Lush Meadows, etc. But what happens next is Gam Kielach Begate Samoves, Lo Iroro Ki Ata Imadi. All of a sudden, a few stanzas later, he says, "Ki ato imade you." He starts talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in first person. What changed? Says the Beis Yisrael, the Ger Rebbe, Zatzal. He says that when things are good, there's a certain, not disconnect, but the relationship of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, he's on the perimeter. It's a peripheral relationship. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, yeah, he happens to be around. He's somewhat hidden. But all of a sudden, when it's Gam Kielach Begate Samoves, when a person's in the shadow of death, when a person's in dire straits, when a person is in a difficult situation, when he's dependent upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like he needs the rainwater to survive, so then, Ki Ato Imodi, I call out to you, I get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then he davens from the depths of his heart. And this is really what the Jewish people made a tremendous mistake at that period of time with the Meraglim. They wanted to to have a life that, without the Rabbanu Shalom. They want to stay in Mitzrayim, they want to have to not worry about anything, they want to be able to enjoy the easy street. But what they didn't realize was the easy street means no relationship with Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's everything in life. Everything in life is a relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu in this world, a relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu in the next world. That's what enhances a person's life. Now is the time of Tisha B'Av to realize what we're missing. There's so many things at a national level, on an individual level. Life is tough. There are many challenges. Many, many difficulties that we see around us. But Ki Atu Medi, Hashem is with us. We just have to realize and work on that connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This past week, I had the opportunity to drive home Rav Aaron David from Rabbi David's son's L'chaim. And he told me over from Rav Chaim Brim Zatzal, who had this chosen meeting, one of the Tzaddikei Yerushalayim from the previous generation. I had a privilege to meet him once, many years ago. And he said that in Eicha it says, Kol Rofea Hisiguha Bein HaMetzarim, all the pursuers capture her, overtake her between the straits, which means it's a reference to Yerushalayim, reference to the Shechina, that it's captured. Now Bein HaMetzarim could also mean on the way, which means that right now, which is a reference and an expression of Galus, so the Shechina is in Galus. Now one would think that when the Shechina is in Galus, that's a darker time. There's more of a disconnect. But in reality, it's not true. And he explained with the following mashal. When you have a king who's in his palace, so there are many gates and many guards and everything set up, and it's very, very hard to get into the king. But when the king is on the road, he's mobile and he's moving. He doesn't have his palace and his gates and his many, many guards stationed. He has a few people around him. So it's much easier to get to him. He said that's what the Bein HaMetzarim are. One would think that the Bein HaMetzarim is so far from Hashem, but it's wrong. It's not true. It's the exact opposite. Hashem is much more accessible during these times. The Maharsha in Bukhara says an idea that the 21 days between Hashanah and Sukkot are the 21 days from Shavuot to Tammuz to Tisha B'Av are even more spiritual, more opportune to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Person thinks that this is the darkest time, but he doesn't realize that he can get so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu during these times as well. Moshe Lahavdil Elf Alpha Avdalis. Right, a person wants to meet somebody important, right? When they're in their own house, it's very hard to get to them. But when they're on the road, they're much more accessible. And I think now, each one in our own way, heading into Shabbos Chazon, heading into Tisha B'Av, we all feel a disconnect to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And we all have a certain part of us that says, we want life to be easy. We want to be back in Mitzrayim. We want to have the Nile overflow, and that's how we'll get our sustenance. That's what we want. We don't want a relationship. We don't want a relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, but we realize we're missing. What's life without a relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu? You want to be like the Nachash? We don't want to be like that. So this Shabbos, and Tisha B'Av as well, we should try to mechazik ourselves to know that Kodesh Baruch Hu is so close during these times. It's the Bein HaMetzarim. He's on the move. The Shekhinah is on the move, so to speak. All we have to do is jump and inspire ourselves to try to get closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And how do we do that? Of course, we've spoken many times, especially in the summertime. There's three amudim for the world. There's Torah, Avodah, and Gvinos Chasadim. We all try to learn a little bit more. We all try to daven with a little bit more kavanah. All try to do more chesed. Of course, Miron L'Chaveru goes without saying. But Mirat Hashem, Be'ezus Hashem, when we realize the mistake that the Jews made in the Midbar, that they wanted to say, we don't want a relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. We say, no, we don't. We want the exact opposite. We're willing to come to Eretz Yisrael and to be dependent upon rain from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. We want that relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu because we know ultimately that's the better life in this world than the next world. And Be'ezus Hashem, if we mechazik ourselves and we try to get closer to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Be'ezus Hashem, Kodesh Baruch Hu will answer our tefillos, and we'll see the Gula Shlema from here. Be Amenu, good Shabbos.